This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Mary Jane Holmes Shipley Drake was one of Oregon's first African-Americans to live nearly their entire life in Oregon, and was the matriarch of a large family of early Black residents. She was born Mary Jane Holmes in Missouri in 1841, one of six children of Robin and Polly Holmes. The Holmes were an enslaved family owned by Robert Ford. Before leaving Missouri for Oregon, Ford promised the Holmeses their freedom upon arrival if they would help him establish his new farm. The Holmeses joined Ford on their family's trip west, bringing along their three youngest children, including Mary Jane. The Fords settled in Rickrail in 1844, and Robin Holmes helped build the family's home as well as a cabin for his own family. By law, Ford had 3 years to free the Fords upon entering Oregon. However, Ford violated the law and held the Holmes as slaves until 1850. That year, Ford finally upheld his end of the bargain and gave Robin and Polly their freedom, but Ford refused to free the Holmes' children. In retaliation, Robin took the extraordinary act of bringing suit against Ford for the freedom and custody of his children. Although he had little chance of victory, the Chief Justice of the Oregon Supreme Court ruled in Holmes' favor in 1852. The court found that as a free territory, Ford had no legal authority to keep the Holmes children in Oregon. Victorious, the family was reunited as free persons. Although free, the family was still poor. Robin and Polly moved to Marion County to start a farm, while Mary Jane continued to live with the Ford family, earning money as a domestic servant. When she was 16, Mary Jane met Reuben Shipley, an oxcart driver who had been emancipated upon reaching Oregon. Mary Jane and Reuben made plans to marry, but Ford refused to allow the marriage unless he was compensated for Mary Jane's release, essentially demanding that Shipley buy Mary Jane's freedom, despite Mary Jane being legally free already. Reuben paid Ford nonetheless. His $700 payment is equivalent to over $19,000 today. For the next 18 years, Mary Jane and Reuben were active members of an agrarian community called Plymouth in present-day Philomath. The couple established a large farm and raised six children there. In 1861, the Shipleys even donated 3 acres of land from their property to create the Mount Union Cemetery in Philomath, on the condition that Blacks be allowed to be buried there. Reuben would be buried there himself after his death in 1875. Mary Jane would remarry the same year, marrying R.G. Drake. The couple would have 5 children together, making Mary Jane a mother of 11. She would continue to live near Corvallis the rest of her life, outliving both of her husbands and all but one of her children. She died in 1926 at the age of 85. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.